This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of Home Affairs has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Sources said that now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, the NIA team had visited the terror attack site. The attack took place on the 22nd of this month in the Baisaran forest area of Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 26 people were killed and many injured. The Indian Army effectively responded to gunfire from the Pakistani military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defense sources reported that the Pakistan Army carried out small arms fire across the line of control in the areas opposite Tootmari Gali and Rampur sectors. Indian troops responded swiftly with appropriate small arms. There have been no reports of any casualties. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized that non-violence is India's religion and a key part of its values, but teaching a lesson to oppressors and hooligans is also its religion. Speaking at an event to mark the release of the book, The Hindu Manifesto, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Bhagwat said that India never harms or disrespects others, but there is no cure if someone is bent on being evil.
हम कभी भी अपने पड़ोसियों की कोई अपमान कोई हानि नहीं करते लेकिन ऐसा हम रहते हैं तो भी अगर कोई उतर आए बुराई पर तो हम पर अब दूसरा इलाज क्या है राजा का कर्तव्य है प्रजा की रक्षा करना राजा अपना कर्तव्य करे दोनों धर्म है
Inland Waterways Authority of India, IWAI, reported a record cargo movement of 145.5 million tons in the fiscal year 2024-25. According to the Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, the key cargo commodities like coal, iron ore fines, and sand and fly ash made up over 68% of the total cargo transported. Earlier, while speaking at the Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said, the number of national waterways increased from 5 to over 110.
2014 से पहले हमारे देश में एक साल में inland water transport उसके द्वारा करीब 18 million ton cargo movement ही किया जाता था जबकि इस साल 18 से बढ़कर के 145 million ton से भी ज्यादा हो गया है
The death toll from a devastating explosion that rocked the sprawling Shahid Rajah Airport near Bandar Abbas in southern Iran yesterday has risen to 14 with at least 750 others injured. Interior Minister Iskandar Momeni informed this. The blast occurred after a fuel tanker exploded for unknown reasons at the port in Hormozgan province. US President Donald Trump has said that he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine. Expressing new skepticism that a peace deal can be reached soon. In a social media post, Mr. Trump wrote that there was no reason for Mr. Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities and towns over the last few days. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heatwave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 3 days. In Telangana, heatwave gripped several parts of the state as 5 districts had the mercury shooting up beyond 45 degrees Celsius mark. In table tennis, Indian pair of Manu Shah and Diya Chitale have clinched the mixed doubles title at the WTT Contender Tunis 2025, held in Tunis, the capital city of Tunisia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.